إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. In our series on sugar, inshallah, today we will look at something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, which enables us to turn every action of our lives into an action of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as the purpose of our creation, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said that we have not created the jinn and the insan for anything other than our worship. And therefore, it is incumbent on us that we do not do anything which is other than worship. Otherwise, we would not be fulfilling the purpose of our creation. Now, how can one do that? And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how to do it. And that is something that we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And that method by which every action of our lives, irrespective of whether it's an action in our domestic phases of our life, or whether it's an action in our business, or an action in our governance, or action of any kind, the method by which every single action of ours can be converted into an action, an act of worship, this method is called the Sunnah. This method is called the Sunnah. The Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the method by which every single action of our lives, no matter what it is, can be converted into an action of worship, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually reward us for it. We have to eat our food. But if we eat our food in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat it, following his sunnah with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the action of eating our food, which is something which we have to do anyway, becomes not only something which is beneficial and fulfilling, but it becomes an action of worship for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually reward us. We have to sleep. In any case, we have to sleep. But when we sleep, if we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if we sleep in the way that he used to sleep, if we do the adhkar before sleep, and when we sleep in the way that he used to sleep, and then when we wake up and do the adhkar that he used to do when he used to wake up, then this action of sleep becomes an action of worship. Now just imagine if you are sleeping 4 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours, whatever in the night, how can you convert that 8 hours into 8 hours of continuous worship? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree that our death is in a state of obedience to Him. Supposing it is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are to pass away in our sleep, imagine that you, if you have slept in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sleep, with the niyyah of fulfilling his sunnah, and with the niyyah of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you die in that sleep, then you have died in a state of worship, inshallah. What more can one ask? That you die in a state of worship. And for something we have to do anyway, we have to sleep anyway. Now, Zaid goes to school, or other young children or young people go to school, they go to college. What if they go to school and college with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the intention of becoming standard bearers of Islam, becoming representatives of Islam in their school, which is the following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they do that, then the going to school becomes an action of ibadah. And not only will they benefit from their studies, but they will actually get rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for doing that. Of course, I can give you example after example after example. I don't think that is required. We can think of our own examples. But think about this in every aspect of our life. Our married life, our life living by ourselves, in our businesses. We do business. We have to do something, alhamdulillah. And it's a good thing to do business. But if you do that business according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the meaning of that? See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the one of the characteristics of the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used words and phrases and systems of doing things which in a small, in one word or one phrase or one method, it encompasses everything. So, for example, if you look at it, for a business, what must be there? First of all, the business should be halal, which means that, what is being traded should be halal in itself. Secondly, the source of income or the source of funds for that business should be halal, right? It should not be any interest-based borrowing and so on and so forth, right? Third thing is that the treatment of the people in the business, for example, the employee-employer relationship should be halal, and it should be a relationship of compassion. It should not be a relationship where the employers are exploiting the employees, right? The customers in a business, in a good business, a customer, the seller and buyer relationship, the customer's relationship with the seller should be a relationship of cordiality, should be a relationship of so many different things are there, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have had a whole surah in the Quran on how to do business. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply said, follow the sunnah. Follow the sunnah. There is no need. Follow the sunnah. Now, if you follow the sunnah, automatically, what should you trade in? Something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traded, which means something which is halal. What should be the source of income? Should be halal. How should you treat your employees? The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to treat his employees. What is a better way than that? How should you deal with customers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him more. He said, when you weigh, give the customer more. Now, what more do you want for customer loyalty if you are giving the customer more? Which customer doesn't want more? Nobody wants less. You do a little bit more for him, he's very happy. And you've got a loyal customer. So, just by saying follow the sunnah, it encompasses everything and it ensures that that action of that business becomes a source of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going to that shop, going to that business becomes a source of ibadah. Provided we are following the sunnah in every aspect of it. My Ustad, Maulana Salman Nadvi, Damat Barakatuh, was telling me once, he said that his father, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi, rahmatullahi, was once coming back from the UK on a ship, and with him on the ship was Rabindranath Tagore. So he said that he asked Rabindranath Tagore, he asked him, he said, the Arya Samaj, which is, you know, one of the Hindu philosophies, if you look at the philosophy itself, it's quite a nice philosophy in the sense of, you know, do good and be honest and so on and so forth. So all good ways of behavior and so on. So Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullahi asked Rabindranath Tagore, he asked him, he said, why is it that the Arya Samaj never really took off? We know it's one of those things, but it never really took off. It didn't sort of, you don't have, you know, millions of people who are following the Arya Samaj and so on. What do you think is the reason? And Rabindranath Tagore gave him an answer which is so amazing. May Allah open our eyes to it. Rabindranath Tagore said, the reason Arya Samaj never took off is because there was never a person who could demonstrate what is Arya Samaj in his own life. And then Tagore went on to say, and he told Sayyid Allama Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullahi, he told him, this is the difference between your religion and other things. He said, you have got a man who demonstrated what it means to be Muslim. Tagore bolta. He says, about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's saying, you have somebody who demonstrated what does it mean to be Muslim. And that is why, he said, that is the success of Islam. He said, success of Islam is nothing else. Success of Islam is that you have a living model, you had somebody who showed what does it mean to be Muslim. And he said that is how Islam spread. Yeah, this is what Rabindranath Tagore said to Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullahi. That demonstrating of what is Islam is called sunnah. And that is the thing which enables every action to become an action of worship, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us. Just imagine what a beautiful system and how powerful it is if we live it. Islam did not spread by the sword. Islam did not spread by people giving passionate speeches. It did not spread by people giving these, you know, great bayans about all kinds of daqaiq of fiqh and this masala and that masala. No. Islam spread by people living like Muslims, by demonstrating Islam in their lives, whichever part of life, whether it's in business, whether it's in at home or wherever. Muslims lived like Muslims, they walked and talked like Muslims, they looked like Muslims, and that is how Islam spread. Nothing else. There's no great secret. That secret is this. And I just remembered that story of how Tagore said this. And he said that secret of your religion, is the reason your religion spread is because you have a living model who demonstrated what does it mean to be Muslim. He says, whereas in Arya Samaj, we never had anything. We talked about it. It was a good philosophy. But no one to actually demonstrate. Whereas in your religion, you have this demonstration. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the ni'mah that Allah has given us. And this ni'mah, what is the name of this ni'mah? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to be grateful to Allah, and to be grateful to Allah for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is only one way. And that way is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not in any other way. Anyone who thinks that being grateful for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by doing this or that, no, it is not. It is by following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then of course, the beauty of it, if you follow that, then our own life becomes beautiful and our own life becomes successful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for those actions which we have to do anyway. And that same action becomes an action of ibadah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and hearts to this and to make it easy for us and to show us the beauty of this so that we look forward to following every aspect of sunnah in our own lives. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك الرحمن الرحيم.